Now to Baton Rouge, where authorities today announced an arrest and the killings of three homeless people in recent weeks. Here's Police Chief Murphy Paul at a press conference earlier.
We arrested Jeremy Anderson. He has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder. Two counts of, let me make sure I got this right. Give me the charges again. Two counts of first-degree murder and one count of second-degree murder.
Jacqueline DeRobertis has been covering this story for The Advocate in Baton Rouge. And Jacqueline, this suspect, Jeremy Anderson, is 29 years old. What more do we know about the arrest, how authorities found him, and the potential motive?
He was arrested blocks away from where the shootings happened. Apparently, the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Department received a tip from somebody this week, and they passed it on to investigators at the police, and they were able to make an arrest quickly.
Tell us a little bit more about the three people who were killed and the circumstances.
Sure. Christina Fowler, she was 53 years old, and she was found huddled in blankets next to Gregory Corcoran, who's 40. Christina Fowler struggled from a lifelong drug addiction, according to her family, and she was struggling to find a place to stay. Gregory Corcoran, according to his sister, had fallen on hard times, and he was traveling from Texas to Florida, where he had a job opportunity lined up. You know, he leaves behind four children under the age of 18. And Tony Williams, he's 50 years old. We don't really know much about him at this point. His homicide was so recent, but he was found 2 days after Christmas on the front porch of an abandoned house.
Yeah, I know there have been lots of efforts to get homeless people to safety before this arrest, encouraging them to go to shelters and beefing up police presence at homeless encampments. You know, homeless people are disproportionately the victims of violent crimes in this nation overall. Did police talk about, if anything, what will change in those efforts to keep homeless people safe there?
Yeah, so, you know, not necessarily what is going to change, but the efforts that have been done to really raise awareness about this particular problem. And, you know, leaders emphasize that even though these people were homeless and sort of exist on the margins of society, their deaths are important. Their lives were important. You know, recently the city was able to fund an improvement to one of the shelters around here that's going to open 36 additional beds. And they made sure to point that out, that hopefully if something like this happens again, there will be room for people to stay and get off the streets.
And, you know, there's often been a contentious relationship with law enforcement and homeless populations. But give us the timeline very quickly between the shootings and then when this arrest happened. It seemed to happen pretty quickly.
Yes. So the first incident happened on December 13th, and then the second incident happened 2 weeks later. A press conference was held Friday announcing that police believed the killings were connected, and we already have an arrest today. So it was actually pretty quick. The police formed a task force bringing in community partners, local law enforcement, and really going on the ground to talk to homeless providers to try to get the word out and to try to ask if anyone noticed anything suspicious. I understand that they've increased patrols in the area, and despite that contentious relationship you mentioned, I know that officers on the ground in the area frequently were really making efforts to reach out to the people on the ground and really talk to them and try to inform them about the dangers of being in this environment while, you know, these potentially targeted killings were happening.
Jacqueline DeRobertis covers crime for The Advocate in Baton Rouge.